Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday, and welcome once again to Astro Consciousness. It has been a long time since I have posted anything on my website, but it is Astro Consciousness 2.0. I have grown a lot, and thankfully so has my business, and therefore, so my website gets an upgrade. So this week, I'm here to talk about what's up for the week for you guys. I just wanted to give you a quick recap, astro forecast for the week. I will be posting more things, more articles, more audios as the week goes along. All right, so let's start off with Monday, November 16th. Venus in Libra squares Jupiter in Capricorn. This is pretty much asking, where does my expansion from self-worth come from? So remember, yesterday we had the new moon in Scorpio, and at the time, Venus in Libra squared Pluto in Capricorn. That was about getting rid of any self-deceit about how we genuinely feel about ourselves and where our sense of power comes from, and how from now on we are more than willing to cultivate that power, especially because Venus went retrograde earlier this year. Like the entire year and all of the other energy that has been surrounding us, when Venus goes retrograde, it's about reviewing, revisiting, almost a renegotiation with ourselves about the relationship with ourselves, about our sense of self-worth. And now, here we are with this new moon in Scorpio, which is about a rebirth through some kind of death that we have experienced this year, for some very literal, and for others, a shedding or a death of a part of ego that allows us to get in touch with our soul. And from that soul place, Venus in Libra is saying, how am I now balanced from within? How do I now know my sense of self-worth, especially when it comes to relationships? Keep in mind that while this energy is reminding us of everything we've been through the entire year in order to get a greater sense of self, Venus square Jupiter in the most basic expression is also about overdoing. It's also about overcompensating in order to please others, especially in Libra. So check yourself. Check if at this point in the year, you still find yourself appeasing people so that they're happy with you. Ask yourself if you're still compromising, or maybe not even compromising, but if you are completely leaving your needs behind in order to make others happy. This overpromising, this overcompensation of something, where does that come from and why? Think about that. It's a great day to think about that, especially because we're still under the influence of the new moon. I mean, it just happened yesterday. Tuesday, November 17th, we have Mercury and Scorpio square Uranus and Taurus. Remember, Mercury retrograded in Scorpio, and during its retrograde, it had oppositions to Uranus and Taurus. I'm sorry, I meant oppositions, not squares. So this opposition between Mercury and Scorpio and Uranus and Taurus happened twice already. It happened on October 7th and October 19th. Think about what happened for you around those days. Something that may have come as a surprise, either a message, you became aware of your internal narrative, or you had, you know, aha moments or a few aha moments, cosmic downloads, things regarding communication, regarding words, regarding internal words to self. Think about what has transpired from October 7th to now, especially when it comes to your internal narrative. And think if that has changed in a way. If the way that you're thinking now has changed in a matter of weeks, and where that comes from, right? Uranus represents uncertainty. And we give uncertainty a negative connotation, which is interesting because when you really think about it, how much is really certain in our lives? The acceptance of uncertainty is what takes that negative connotation away and allows us to simply accept that we have no control, right? We can only manage what we can really manage. And that a sense of uncertainty always occurs. There's always a sense of uncertainty. We can, you know, walk out to the street and have something that we never thought would happen happen. So, how do you handle uncertainty now? How do you handle that which you can't control? What makes sense to you now that is important to you, that you realized is important to you, especially out after all of the transformation you've been through this year, that you really didn't give importance to before, or that perhaps you took for granted? This is the kind of recognition that Mercury in opposition to Uranus brings us. And Mercury in Scorpio in opposition to Uranus in Taurus is about worth again. We go back to the sense of worth. We go back to the sense of profundity. What requires or what really deserves our time, our love, our investment? If Venus in Libra square Jupiter and Capricorn on Monday is asking something similar, and then on Tuesday, our internal narrative, what is worth my attention, is being reminded to us again. There's a theme here. This week of November really is a week of shifts. It's a week of kind of turning the page after everything we've been through, not just this year, but the last couple of weeks with all of the lunar events, with the Mercury retrograde, with Mercury squaring Saturn. It's been a lot. Wednesday, November 18th, we have the moon in Capricorn. And the moon is coming together with all of the big guys still in Capricorn energy, right? So the big guys are Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter. Those are the guys that have given us 2020 in a platter and said, here, learn from this. So the moon represents emotional processing. Let's go back again. If Venus in Libra is asking, if her aspects are asking, what is my sense of self-worth now? How do I expand from within? Mercury in Scorpio is asking, what is my internal narrative now? What deserves my attention? Because it's the way we process thought. Now the moon in Capricorn, touching all of that transformative Capricorn energy, is how do I feel? How do I feel after everything I've been through now? And so the moon will transit Capricorn again, right, before the year ends. But the moon is, again, technically still in a new moon phase. With the new moon in Scorpio, about transformation, about the sense of rebirth, about a new sense of purpose, the moon in Capricorn connecting with Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter is saying, here I am again. Here I am renewed. Here I am reborn. Not to be too dramatic, but this is how I feel. How do you now feel about the way you're taking responsibility for your life now versus the beginning of the year? Think about that. Because responsibility is only our ability to respond to what's in front of us. This is really important because part of the Uranus and Taurus energy is about radical acceptance. How do I radically accept myself right now? Even if everything around my life isn't exactly the way I want it to be, but with this renewed sense of purpose, how do I respond to my life now in a way that is kind, all accepting, and loving? All right. Thursday, November 19th, Venus in Libra squares now Saturn in Capricorn. So on Sunday, the day of the new moon, she squared Pluto. Where does my empowerment come from? On Monday, she squared Jupiter in Capricorn. How do I expand with this new sense of empowerment? And in Capricorn, now in Capricorn, Venus in Libra squaring Saturn in Capricorn, how do I commit to my new sense of empowerment? How do I commit to continue cultivating that as we head into new energy next year? What are my negotiables and non-negotiables, right? After everything I've been through this year to build healthier relationships with others, and that teaching me that first I need to build a healthier relationship with myself, how do I continue keeping promises to myself that will only help me continue to grow? That same day, the sun in Scorpio sextiles Saturn in Capricorn. Capricorn and Scorpio get along really well. They're signs that understand one another. They understand each other's energy. Because they can very much be about no BS, no self-deceit. Like, be honest. What's in front of you? Who are you now? How do you take responsibility for who you are now? Again, that theme of self-responsibility that at this point, especially after everything we've been through again in 2020, has to be a renewed sense of self. So the sun in Scorpio sextiling Saturn in Capricorn, it's about bringing to light this internal foundation that is new. If Capricorn energy this entire year has been about the destroying of certain foundations, Sun in Scorpio gives us a light about our new foundation, because Saturn in Capricorn represents foundations. Do you see how the whole week is tying together? The whole week is tying together with Venus, sense of worth, Mercury, internal narrative, what is important, what actually takes my energy and attention, the moon, how do I feel? How do I feel about this sense of self that I didn't realize was there before? And now the sun highlights all of that come Thursday. On Friday, November 20th, there's not much going on. We have the moon in Aquarius. It's a little bit of a more detached energy. It's Friday. If you're able to hang out with friends, do so safely. But Aquarius represents technology, so we hang out with friends in the new way that we do now. All right. Saturday, November 21st. Sun enters Sagittarius and Venus enters Scorpio. The sun moving out of Scorpio and into Sagittarius really gives us a lighter air. It takes away a little bit of the heaviness. We're all looking forward to the end of the year and going into a new year. If you follow astrology, you understand that energetically, next year is going to be far different than this year for many, many reasons that I'll actually post audios on that later on in the week. So the sun enters Sagittarius. It remains there till mid-December. And we're getting ready. We're getting ready for the holidays. We're getting ready to spend time with our loved ones in the best way we can. Remember, Capricorn energy still represents restriction and responsibility. So how do we responsibly spend this joyful energy, sun in Sagittarius, with the types of restrictions that we have, right? And then the same day, Saturday, November 21st, Venus enters Scorpio. Scorpio energy still lingers because Venus will be there till December 15th. But it won't feel as heavy as we have felt Scorpio energy, you know, because Mars is now direct. The sun is not there anymore. So Venus is really, it's feminine energy. And so is Scorpio. So it's profound and deep feminine energy. but it flows a little more. It flows a little more. We feel it a lot softer. We're a lot more receptive to this little bit of darkness and heaviness because we're used to it now. We're used to it by now. And so enjoying Venus in Scorpio is definitely possible. It won't feel as heavy. And if Venus has been through a retrograde this year, and in the beginning of the week, on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday, she touches points with the big guys in Capricorn, Venus in Scorpio is about, yeah, I've been through a lot, and I own who I am. In a very profound level, at a very soul level, because what I experienced to get to this place with my relationship with myself, I had to experience a little bit of a death within me. And here I am, that phoenix rising from the ashes, which is very much Scorpio energy. So I hope you've enjoyed this recap for the week. The notes for everything I just said are down below. Join me on Instagram and Facebook as I post and break down the daily energy. All right, talk soon.